Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
God, good evening, everyone. Good evening, Queens. And yes, indeed, this is the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. But tonight, we are hosting our monthly Queen Talk broadcast, where we as women gather together to discuss 21st century women's issues, hallelujah, from a biblical perspective. So I welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to September's version of Queen Talk. Praise God. Before we go ahead and get started, we're going to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. Then I'm going to ask Mother Pat Gallo if she would lead us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. In prayer. And following, we will go ahead and get started with our program tonight. And our topic is overcoming the immobilizing power of fear. Overcoming the immobilizing power of fear. So let's praise God and bring him in. Hallelujah. His presence. Welcome his presence with a song of praise. This is Sanach saying, "Do you know who you are in the Lord? Well, I know who I am." Let's give God praise.
Chosen generation.
shows his excellence. All I require for life, God has given me. For I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What he says I am. Where he says I'm at. I know who I am.
I'm walking in power, I'm walking miracles, I live a life of life. day.
Mother Pat, will you go ahead and lead us to the throne of grace in prayer? Welcome tonight.
Amen. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Jesus. I want to just share this. That is an awesome subject you have for us tonight. And that song is so appropriate for us, because we got to know who we are. We got to know.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Father,
we come
before you thanking you, Lord God, thanking you
for
your grace, thanking you for your mercy that is everlasting, thanking you, Father God, for your queen that will bring such a powerful word unto us. We thank you, Lord God, as we cover every queen. Queen knows that you're covered by the blood. Queens
yes,
that are covered by the blood of Jesus, who you are
yes.
and whose you are. Father, we thank you, Lord
yes.
God, as this word go forth, that when we hear it, Lord God, that we will come out of this teaching with more power, more confidence in knowing who we are and who you are. In the name
yes,
of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to
yes.
bless every hearer of this word. And, Lord, Father,
Amen.
We thank you, oh, God, that you send forth the hosts of heaven against every enemy that has tried
Amen.
To stop us from going to our
yes.
destiny in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We thank you for
yes.
this powerful word that we are going to hear. We thank you for your anointing on the vessel that's going to bring forth this word. And, Lord, Father, we
Amen.
Know without a shadow of doubt we'll be better for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Mother Pat. Amen and hallelujah. Well, again, thanks to everyone that has tuned in tonight, and a special thanks to my Queen Talk support team that's on the line tonight, and that's none other than Minister Gretchen Manley, along with Sister Joycelyn Williams. And thank God for Mother Pat Gallo, Elder Carol Pierre. God has sent some powerful women to help to surround and undergird and encourage me in this ministry as we go forth. And I just thank God for them. And I thank God for each one of you, queens, that have tuned in tonight again to this broadcast. And we just give God all the praise. As Mother Pat stated, the Lord had just placed on my heart this word, immobilizing, overcoming the immobilizing power of fear. Because each and every day we deal with what's going on in our society, and we deal with and hear of various events and circumstances that if we are not careful, it will cause strongholds and that spirit of fear to be able to rise up and try to take control. But we have the power over that through the word of God. And I just want to get into this word tonight, and I'm going to give it to you as the Holy Spirit has given it to me. And then we're going to open the lines up for those to be able to share in this word as we all come together on this particular topic. And I'm going to speak tonight from a passage in the word of God that begins in Luke chapter 8, verses 49 through 56. That's Luke chapter 8, verses 49 through 56. And I'm going to read it out of the NIV version. And it states that while Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, and said, "Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed. When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, my child, get up. Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone had happened. From the beginning of creation, queens, Satan, the adversary, has used the tactic of fear to attempt to beguile the minds of God's people. If you turn back to the book of Genesis, although it was not stated, but I can assure you that there was some element of fear as Eve stood face to face in the discussion with the serpent that changed the course of this world. We're talking about fear tonight. According to a recent New York Daily News report study, it showed that women fear everyday life scenarios more than men. Now, there are various types of fears, and not all fear is bad. There are healthy fears that help to keep you safe, such as the fear that prevents us from walking out into a busy highway, or that fear that causes one to run away if you see a poisonous snake in the woods. There is even the fear of God, as described in Psalms 111:10, which says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is this reverential or respectful fear that causes us to position ourselves in a posture of reverence and honor to our Most High God. These healthy fears are placed within us by God for our own safety, well-being, and protection. Yet, for every good element in our lives orchestrated by God, Satan, the adversary, brings forth a counterfeit element. As the father of lies, you can expect that anything that Satan creates is founded in falsehoods and lies. 2 Timothy 1:7 is a familiar scripture that supports this very fact. It reads, "For God has not given us what? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." This scripture, it confirms there is a spirit of fear that does not come from God. A fear comes from Satan with the sole purpose of what he does, which is steal, kill, and destroy, with the purpose of distracting and causing the child of God to be derailed from the plan of God and walk in defeat. That's the purpose. This fear, always, not sometimes, but the spirit of fear always contradicts the word of God. I'm going to say that again. How do you recognize the spirit of fear? Because this fear always contradict the word of God. It is this fear that comes to tell you you are sick when God's word says in Isaiah 53:7 that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. It is this fear that arises when we may look at our overdrawn bank account that tells us that we are broke. But God's word says in Psalm 50:10 that our great heavenly Father, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. And in Matthew 6:26, he tells us to look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, they don't reap or store in barns. Yet our heavenly Father, he feeds them. It is this spirit of fear that the news media feeds when they portray the crime and that crimes and death and destruction are all around us. But the word of God in Psalms 91:7 says that though a thousand may fall at your right side and 10,000 at your right hand, that it shall not come nigh you. It is this fear that comes in the wee hours of the morning as we lie in bed on tear-soaked pillows. Oh, yes, I've experienced this, unable to sleep because of worry and maybe the frustration of jobs or households, families or fake friends, hurtful situations and life circumstances that are beyond our control. This is indeed the spirit of fear. It is that fear that is destructive and immobilizing, that if not addressed, if not recognized, it will cause strongholds. It will cause anxiety attacks. It will try to cause oppression and depression and mental health illnesses and sicknesses and the like. But just as there is Satan's spirit of fear, there is even more powerful Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Let me say that again, because again, everything now, remember I said earlier, that God brings, Satan tries to bring a counterfeit. Just as there is Satan's spirit of fear, there is an even more powerful Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And through faith in God and the presence of the Holy Spirit, then we have the power, fellow queen, to overcome the immobilizing power of fear. Did you know that the command, fear not, is in the Bible 365 times? Huh, isn't it interesting that that is a fear not reminder set aside for every day of the year? Fear not, says the living God. But how do we overcome the immobilizing power of fear? Well, I'm glad you asked. Our scripture passage at the beginning of the program provides us with this divine methodology. Let's go back. It says, and Luke 8:49-46. Verse 49, it says, after they told, we're going to break this apart just a little bit. After they told Jairus that his daughter was dead, Jesus said to him, don't be afraid, just believe. Don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed. So first, we must rebuke the spirit of fear and do as Jesus said. Do not fear, just believe. Believe on the word of God by faith, declaring it, thinking it, and believing God's word. That is paramount to banishing the spirit of fear and seeing your circumstances turn around. Proverbs 23:7 tells us that as a man thinketh, or even in this case, as a woman thinketh, so is she. And Matthew 9:29 says, according to your what? According to your faith, be it unto you. So, Pastor Constance, are you telling me, does this mean that if I think and not doubt and speak God's word by faith, that I can see my circumstances change? That's absolutely what it means. I've seen it happen in my own life. I am a living witness. Oh, yes, you can. Verse 51 says, when he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Jesus told them to stop wailing, because she is not dead but asleep. And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. So then our next step is that we must remove ourselves from the presence of naysayers and fickle-minded people who speak contrary to the word of God about your situation. Those like these that one minute they're wailing and mourning, and the next minute they're laughing and mockery at what Jesus said. Removing yourself from the presence of these ill-spirited people will allow you to guard your ear and your eye gate, thereby protecting your spirit from these negative people and their negative reports. Then next, you need to surround yourself with those like-minded brothers and sisters who believe, those who will see through their spiritual eyes, standing on the word of God and speaking his word, no matter what the symptoms may speak or what the circumstances may reveal in the natural. This is key to your spiritual health and well-being. Satan will often try to isolate you when you are going through trials and difficulties. Don't fall for this divide and conquer tactic. Surround yourself with fellow prayer warriors, those who can you can trust to intercede on your behalf. Verse 54 and 56 says, that but he took her by the hand and said, my child, get up. First, then her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. That tells us that next, we need to put our hand in God's hand. Then we need to get up. Shake off anything around you that is dead or dying. Stand solidly, daily, nourishing yourself with the antidote of faith in the living word of God. Finally, we need her parents. In verse 56, it says that her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what happened. Isn't that interesting? A major miracle had taken place. But Jesus told them, do not tell anyone what had happened. Once the move of God has taken place, listen to this closely. Be prayerful. Be prayerful. Be prayerful about who you tell. Because there will be those non-believers, and even sometimes those in the church. No, I didn't say that. Oh, yes, it did. there will be those non-believers and even sometimes those in the church that will try to cast doubt, raise fear, and cause you to question what God has done for you. But don't allow this to happen. Rebuke the spirit of fear and go forth in the peace and power of God. Remember God's promise in Isaiah 41 and 10, which said, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will, says the Lord, I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my right hand of righteousness." Praise God. How do we overcome the immobilizing power of fear? I pray that that brief message was empowering to you, because if you take it and be able to use it and implement it into your life, you can banish and keep away from you the spirit of fear. That is not of God. Praise God. God says his word. As I said, he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. What should we walk in? We should walk in power and in love and in a soundness of mind, standing on the word of God. This is the way to overcome the immobilizing power of the spirit of fear. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. I would like for you to join in with me on this discussion, because we all, if truth is actually told, we all have encountered and probably will again encounter difficulties within our life that bring fear. And sometimes fear comes on suddenly, depending upon what the circumstances is. But we've got to be able to reflect and remind ourselves of God's word. And as the scripture says, be mindful of the tactics of the enemy. Is there one tonight that would like to share a comment, hallelujah, on this word, immobilizing, overcoming the immobilizing spirit of fear and the power of the spirit of fear? Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, Minister Manley. Praise God. Hello, Minister Gretchen. How are you?
That's a powerful word this evening. Thank you, Pastor, so much. That is so enlightening.
Amen.
And I know a lot of people have dealt with that, as I have myself, with that spirit of fear that comes upon you. And you have to learn how to grab God again. You have to learn how to get that word back in you and do what you have to
Amen.
Do to rebuke that spirit of fear. I just love that what you just said, that we have to just fight with all that we have and know that God will be with us. And I'd like to add to that, sometimes I need something tangible, you know, to use for myself, like something I can get through, you know, once I've read that word or I've spoken life into myself or I've let a song sing over me. But I've found that in the word of God, that breathing is so important, praise God. Oh, my gosh. I learned that the breath in the Bible is so important. You know, breath in the Bible means spirit. And in the word of God, you know, Adam, God breathed life into Adam. He breathed on him. You know, he formed him into from clay, and Adam became a living soul. Genesis 2:7 talks about that breathing.
Amen.
And in another story, God talks about the people of Israel. They were depressed and lifeless from being in captivity. And the Bible compares them to dead bones. And the Lord promised, "Surely I will call breath to enter you, and you shall live." That's in Ezekiel 7:5, talking about those dead bones, but that breath of life. And symbolically, Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," or the breath of life in John 20:22. This breath of life and spirit comes with breath, because breathing is the basis for the thought of our spirit. And without breath, we will become unconscious. We cannot breathe. We cannot go forward. So My word for you is breathe, sisters and brothers. Take a time and just take some time and breathe, the most simplest thing that God has created. Sometimes that's something we forget to do. We're hyperventilating, we're feeling bad, or we're breathing shallow, you know, breathing shallowly. But you have to just take a time and just take a big, deep breath. I mean, just suck up the air in the room. Just breathe in. And sometimes that will just take away some of the anxiety and the stress and the fear, or just give you a chance to listen to the word of God that's coming over the radio or over your CD or whatever, or just take a deep breath to just like cleanse yourself of something that's in your mind and in your spirit that's not like God. So just take a deep breath and breathe, and you'd be so surprised. I know I thought it was a simple thing too, but when I'm feeling discouraged or when I'm feeling upset about something, I find comfort in that God breathed on Adam and that God breathed on his disciples. And so I know now, so I got to breathe, because the adversary, Satan, don't even want me to breathe. He don't want us to breathe, y'all. So take the time and take a deep breath of life. Breathe it in, and then just release all those things that's not like God. Just in the name of Jesus, I release the anxiety. I release the fear. I release the doubt. I release the hate or whatever it is you have. Just let it out, and then just breathe in the love. Just say, I breathe in the love of God. I breathe in the honesty and the sweetness and the loving and the grace and the kindness of God. And you'd be surprised, it'll just wash over you. Just wash over you just so wonderfully and magnificently. And have just my calls tonight, I just ask everyone to just remember to breathe. The gift of life and spirit comes with breath, because breathing is the basis for the thought of our spirit. And without breath, we will become unconscious. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, Minister Manley. And as you were speaking, the Holy Spirit says that for those of you that are hearing this, Minister Manley is speaking in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm. Why? Because the word of God tells us that when we, first of all, that we praising God through praising, reading his word, that ushers us into the presence of God. And as we are in his presence, don't you know that breath that Minister Manley is talking about, that's called the Ruach of Almighty God. That is his breath. So anytime that you're in the presence of God, you can partake of the living, breathing presence and the breath of God. You can breathe that in. You can breathe in his Ruach. And yes, as you are breathing in his Ruach, basking in his presence, yes, it will change your spirit. It will change your mindset. It will cleanse, because again, there is nothing of the enemy that can operate in the presence of God. And so as you are in God's presence, you breathe in his Ruach. Allow him to breathe his Ruach upon you. And anything of the enemy has got to go. It will not stay. I promise you it will not stay. And so that's very, very powerful, what Minister Manley has shared about breathing and being in the presence of God and the breath of God. So thank you so much for sharing that. That was very powerful. Praise God.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Next, we're going to have Mother Pat. I'm going to open you back up to see if you had something else. I still see your hand on the screen. Is there something else that you wanted to share? Mother Pat, are you there?
Yes, I am. And what I want to share, you hit on several points what I want to share about. In 2020, I was faced with a lot of fear. And why I say a lot of fear is when you get a diagnosis, you have to have surgery, then you get a diagnosis, your heart is acting up, and then you get a diagnosis you got cancer, and then all the other things that come behind that. But I thank God for hooking up. And see, that's what's so important. You can't go to somebody that does not believe the word of God is the word of God for you. Other words,
that's
you
right.
hook up with a sister or brother that say, come on, we going to bind that spirit of fear. We're going to get rid of it once and for all. And then you
that's
can
right.
see the hand of God just easing you in through every situation that you first was diagnosed with to see the victory through it. And so there's a lady at my church, and it is so good when a person is given in prayer. And this lady was walking in the sanctuary, and the Lord said, call Pat. Well, then we got a couple of Pats, but God is so straightforward. Call Pat Gallo. And when the lady called me, she had told me exactly what the Lord said about me walking in fear, but we was going to take care of it. So she came in agreement with me. And so
I
went through the shoulder surgery. I went through the cancer, the chemo and the cancer surgery. And I say, thank you, Jesus. I'm doing well. Because,
Praise God.
If I would have just frowned with that spirit of fear, fear is torment. It has your mind gone all kind of ways. What if this happens? Okay, the first thing with the heart, get an anesthesia. I may not wake up. I have the cancer. Is it all over my body? Or is it in just one place? Will the chemo destroy my body? One thing after another. But thank God Almighty that we dealt with that spirit. And I tell anybody, he cannot come to me with a spirit of fear without me saying, devil, you a lie. The truth is far from you. My Jesus beat you at the cross. He shed his blood for me. I know who I am. And queens, know who you are. Know who you belong to. Be bold and tenacious. And don't let devil put fear in your heart not one time. Get rid of it. Like I say, handle up on your business and bind that spirit. All right.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Pat. That's right. That's right. You have to stand and be bold and tenacious. I like that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And God honors that. Hallelujah. Carla, your last four digits are 9709. Go right ahead, please. Welcome to the program.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Carol Pierre. I want to just say that this word, hey, Pastor Constance, this word has really blessed my life. I just want to share just right on point. I'm so grateful to be on the line. I dealt with fear. I know fear into my life. When I was a child, young. And it followed me into my adulthood, and I didn't even realize it was a spirit of fear until I met the Lord and started hearing the word. And I didn't get delivered right away, but I knew that it was a part of my life. Fear was a part of my life. I mean, to the point of anything, it handicapped me, it paralyzed me, and a lot of aspects and areas of my life, down to speaking, down to how I felt about myself, just in all areas that it just took over my life. And one day, I met the Lord. When I met the Lord and really just say, Lord, come in and be Lord over my life. Help me get delivered from this spirit. When I found out it was a spirit of fear. And so the Lord gave me the word that you kept talking about. God having given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I started meditating on that word and speaking that word until it took root in my heart, because I had to find out, where did the root come from? The root came, started it when I was in my childhood, and I didn't even realize that I opened the door to that demonic spirit, and it grabbed hope to my life and took me into places, unknown places, places that I didn't even know was there. And then when the Lord revealed to me, showed me what it was, and I said to the Lord, I want to be free. I don't want to be bound by this no more. And so, but do you think the enemy wanted to let me go that quick? No, he didn't want to release me. But I stood on the word of God, and I believed God. And I said, God, you didn't create me to be fearful. You gave me a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And so every time something came up in every area of my life, I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, how do I get free? He said, how did you get free from the last thing? He said, hold on to the word of God, word of faith. Let's practice walking by faith in this particular area. And remember what the word says. And the word said, you haven't given me a spirit of fear in this area, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And I start letting that be the thing that I will use in every aspect of my life. And so I'm so grateful that I stand here today and I say I'm healed and I'm delivered and I'm set free from that power, that demonic force of fear. And I walk in power and I walk in love and I walk in a sound mind. You think fear, it'll try to come up from time to time, but you know what I tell it? Get back. Because I don't have a spirit of fear. I have a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And I'm a victorious, and I'm victorious and I'm free today because of the word of God and his power and his son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you again for this opportunity to share that testimony. And I thank you for this topic that's being discussed on tonight.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Carol, for sharing that. Oh, yes. Fear will come, and it will, as Elder Carol shared, to try to take over. That's what is meant in the subject by the immobilizing power of fear. It will try to immobilize, to hold you fast, to hold you, to paralyze you, literally. But God, that's why you have to be able to connect with the word of God, connect and stand firm, bold and courageous, as Mother Pat said earlier, on the word of God. And when you stand bold and courageous on the word of God and you begin to speak forth the word of God, you've got to line your words up with the word of God, because the word tells us that the power of life and death lie where? Right in your tongue. So you've got to speak. Just like when the enemy tried to come against Jesus, his response was, it is written. Every time it was, it is written. And he shared the word of God. So we've got to know how to continue to speak forth God's word, no matter what it looks like. We've got to speak forth God's word until the miracle manifests, and it will on our behalf. So praise God. Thank you, Elder Carol, for sharing that. Hallelujah. Caller, your last four digits are 2084. Welcome to the program. Go right ahead, please.
Well, good evening there, and I do thank you for this topic this evening. This is Lucy Heath. Hey, how are you doing? God bless you. And so glad the words you were using concerning the spirit of fear, I think you used it, and I heard Carol Pierre use it, because that does come from the enemy. And I think some of the stronger words used were immobilizing, and it fear holds you in its grip. And I think a lot of times we kind of group all of these words, not only fear, but, you know, the word talks about anxiety, be anxious over nothing. And a lot of times we'll group all together. Anytime we have a concern or a worry or anxiety and fear, we put them all in the same category as fear. But fear, like you say, is a product of the enemy and not necessarily our anxiety or concern. Of course, if you're over anxious, the word said, be anxious for nothing. But anxiety comes just when you might have an overly concern. And, you know, the thing about it, what concern is related to decision-making or wisdom, and you can be concerned. Or I heard you mention about going to sleep with worry on your mind, but delayed and prolonged worry will lead to anxiety, and non-controlled anxiety will lead to fear. And the things about concern and worry, because they deal more with a present situation or something coming up. I know I used to have that, not necessarily a fear of paralyzing fear of public speaking, but I sure would get anxious just before that, man. It just seemed like everything would just come on me. But as soon, the thing about anxiety and concern is as soon as you get into or accomplish that particular thing, it dissipates. It leaves, and it's good to be have concern about some things, because we know that it's true, being concerned, and that leads us not just for ourselves but to pray about other people. And I think the crux of the matter, what I want to get at, is because we group it all in the same thing, and it all good concern is good, you know, and I'm not saying worry is good, but, you know, when you take concern about something to the next level, that's worry. But I think what it is, I heard Elder Pierre say that once something was given over, and she just have to remind the enemy that, no, that's I no longer deal with that. And I think that's part of the problem as queens, and the enemy tried to rob our queenly state of mind. Our even worry causes lines, wrinkles, and causes you to age, and fear does. What we have to do is stop giving the enemy power back over things. And we have to expressly say, no, I've been through that situation, and I've overcome that situation, and don't you ever bring it back to me again. It's removed from me as far as the east is from the west, and I'm sorry. Don't deal with that. I'm not sorry about it, but so if we yield to it each time, we are just giving the devil, we're giving him more and more power. And if it's the same thing time after time, and like you say, it is a stronghold over you, and then you pray fast and you get delivered, we have to stop giving that power and those keys back to the enemy again, and just put a stop to it and say, no, I passed that test. I'm moving on with my life. I'm moving on with that. Sorry, look at the hand. Okay, thank you so very much for this time.
Praise God. All right, Elder Heath, thank you so much for those comments. Yes, praise God. We have to also be mindful and know that once the Lord brings forth the healing, that we can keep, yes, hallelujah, we don't have to relinquish it. We have to keep our healing. And how do we do that? By declaring the blood of Jesus over us, by declaring the word of God, and knowing that God's word is steadfast and that it is truth. And with that, it's not in and of ourselves, but only by the power of the Holy Spirit and the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, praise God. We have about 5 minutes, praise God, left in the broadcast. I thank God for each and every one of you that have tuned in tonight. I pray that this word, this message, the discussion, the comment, the testimony shared were all a blessing to you. We don't want to leave the line without with assuming that everybody on the line is saved. So tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, we're going to give you the opportunity right now to make a decision to be able to receive him. Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells us that if you but confess the word of God, confess that the Lord Jesus is the Son of the living God, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. And all it takes is just a mere prayer of saying, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I believe that you came to this world, lived, died, and was resurrected for me. Now I ask you to come into my life, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ tonight. Your name has now been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you made that decision on this broadcast tonight, reach out to me at 404-281-0799. Again, that's 404-281-0799. I would love to be able to speak with you about your decision and also find yourself, by the grace of God, a Bible-believing ministry that you can grow and learn in the things of God. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out the broadcast tonight. I pray that this word, as I said, has been a blessing to you. Go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. And thank God for you being a queen in the kingdom of the Most High God. God bless, good night, and have a wonderful week.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
matter what you've been through, just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.